This is Jack Russell reporting outside the Radio North studio in Meath, County Donegal. With me at the moment we have...
Francis Callaghan of Radio North.
And you're the owner of Radio North and you set the station up. How many years ago was it since you set the station up?
Close on 5 years. We'll be 5 years in operation without any stops, I might add. I think October 87.
You're one of the few stations broadcasting in Ireland at the moment that has actually been going since before legislation back in the end of 1988. What made you decide to carry on back then? Because most of the other stations closed down, didn't they?
Well, it's very funny what happened at that stage. A lot of the head names in radio in Ireland at the time decided it wasn't worth the risk. They were going to close down and apply for the new license, but I just couldn't see the point. And I thought to myself, now there's a lot more brainier people in the business that would understand radio better than I would at this stage. So I said to hell with it, use my own initiative and carry on. But I said to myself, I'm going to end up in trouble before it's all over. But you know, the big boys are looking back at me and saying to me now at this stage, because it's nearly 2 years, over 2 years since they closed down, what did you know that we didn't know? You know, and it was just, I don't know, I just carried on.
Yeah. The $60 million question, Francis, is how much trouble have you had with the authorities since you carried on? You know, since what, January 1989.
Not a terrible lot, although I would probably know most of the members of the Department of Communications by first name terms at this stage.
you've been through a number of locations throughout County Donegal as well. You started off with Cardona?
We started in Cardona, then moved to Redcastle, and then moved to Meath. No particular reason in moving to those different venues, just that accommodation suited at the time.
Yeah, the main, this will suit DXs, you know, video enthusiasts all over the place, because they... Radio North, medium wave 846 is not a different station, because the medium wave has remained in the same location. Is that correct?
Well, that's remained in the same location for the past 5 years, although we did change the transmitter about 2 years ago. And we do get quite a few DX letters and that there from people in Germany, Sweden, France, and of course Great Britain as well.
Yeah. Are you interested in receiving such reports from the distant locations?
We are in a way, although at the end of the day we're basically a commercial radio station. If we were more into the radio end of things, we'd be on shortwave and all the rest of it. But we do answer all the letters.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. You do answer all the reception reports, and you're glad to reply to them.
We do, surely. There's a guy who works with us, takes care of that end of it. I don't know what his DX signal and a number and all the rest of it is. Donal Skelly of Moville is his name. That's all I know about him. And what I do is I pass these letters over to him, and he replies to them.
Yeah, so he takes care of that side of things for you.
He takes care of that side of it in a professional manner.
Yeah, Francis. A couple of years ago, it would have been now. The station name changed from Radio North to Northside Radio. Was this the same fellows involved? Was it? What was the reason for that?
There was a bit of history behind that. Paddy Simpson and myself set up Radio North way back at the start, and we parted then in January 88. He decided he wanted to apply for the new license, and I couldn't see the point. So it was basically to give him leeway to apply for the license, because the commission would turn around and say to him, but you're still in operation. And that was the reason that we changed that stage. And then when he failed to get the license, we changed back to Radio North, because all along people seemed to associate the station. They always called it Radio North, even when we did change the name, so we just changed it back to Radio North again.
Just changed it back to the old name. Well, one other question. North Atlantic Radio, suppose your competition. Maybe you don't see them as competition, I don't know. Don't know the politics of the situation. But they're broadcasting from your old location at Bridge Street in Cardona. Is there any connection? Is it ex-Radio North staff who started North Atlantic, or... Don't you want to comment on that?
Well, North Atlantic would be a breakaway faction of ours. We bred that many disc jockeys and radio personnel over the past 5 years. They were bound to go against us sometime along the I suppose the easiest way was to go into our old studio and use our old telephone number. But anyway, that's besides the point. That's the history behind
that's
it.
That's the story with that one. Your competition on the music side is only North Atlantic, Riverside, and the X station, which is closed down now, WBC, went for a different audience. How would you see your audience? Are they mostly, well, obviously a country enthusiast, but is the bulk of your audience in the north, in the south, or in rural areas, or where do you find the bulk of your audience comes from?
I would say over the past while, I would say 95% of our listeners would be from Northern Ireland. Although when we set up at the start, I would say it would have been 50-50, but over the past while, with the setting up of the new legal station and extra competition in the south of Ireland, we've moved more into Northern Ireland. We would cater very much for the over 30 age group, and probably maybe more so towards the rural areas.
Yeah, because I've heard quite a lot of adverts for tractors and things like that, for the rural farmers and things like that. Francis, thanks very much indeed for showing us around your station, and hopefully you'll carry on with the good work.
A bit of luck will still be here in the year 2000, but anyway, time will tell. Thanks.
Okay, thanks very much indeed.